from the Gospel according to Mark in chapter 15, verses 45 through 47. And when Pilate learned from the centurion that Jesus was dead, he granted the body to Joseph of Arimathea. And he bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid. The sun will rise in the morning, says the poem, as if nothing untoward had happened last night. As massive and all-embracing as the grief and bereavement on the dead of a loved one is, the planet still spins on its axis. The rules of physics are stable. As if nobody cared but me. My loved one is dead. How can life go on before? I protest that it can't. The rage that lies within grief can be expressed aloud or in silent tears. Holy Saturday is the day of grief, of tears, and of silence. Yes, disciples of Jesus know what the vigil of Easter will proclaim. We know how good the news is that has us sing Alleluia again and again. But there is a value in seeking to recreate the drama of the day after Calvary. The teacher from Nazareth has been buried in haste. Now is the Sabbath. Do I wait for answers to my questions, or can I delve into my own heart and perhaps into the tradition and heritage that has been there before me, in search of a reason that will enable me now or soon to find the tissue of meaning to wipe the tears away, at least for the moment? I can only think of the silence before what we often called a big bang. A silence likely enough could have given no clues or premonition of what was to come. And today's grieving silence of people who have lost their loved ones is in harmony with the unseen and unheard Mary, the mother of the executed prisoner. And in harmony too with the likely audible wailing and bitter tears of Mary Magdalene. Grief outed, either in anguish or in silent tears. What then has become of our hope? We placed such hope in this teacher brought up in Nazareth, and now, in his mid-30s, he is cruelly gone, executed. To call it a mock trial is too little. It's a total charade. But what matter now? He's dead. He's gone. My question marks will not find answers from within my own heart, except if and when that heart is open to accept the grace of a new life from the Father Almighty, who knew how obedient and loyal Jesus had been, how divine, in an important sense, was his behavior and example. The life that is his now, that is our hope and our final destiny. But there will still be days and nights of silence, of feeling ill at ease, in bereavement. We stand or sit with those who struggle for meaning, for their lives can, at the moment, seem without hope. Our hope is that another, the Lord of life, can see further and deeper than we can see beyond death. Imagine